This is Passport to Texas. East Texas once had abundant wild turkey populations. Then around the turn of the 20th century, over-harvesting by European settlers nearly wiped them out.
There were no regulations to stop them from harvesting those animals and no law enforcement out there to enforce the few regulations that we did have.
With new regulations in place, turkey restoration got underway. Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist Jason Harden says decades of restocking eastern wild turkey has been successful for some East Texas counties.
The early efforts began with wild-trapped eastern turkeys in 1979. Dr. Roel Lopez coined the phrase superstocking. He said if we put large numbers of birds on the ground, up to about 70 to 80 birds, that even under the worst-case scenario, you'd have a really good opportunity for success, as long as you're focusing on quality habitat.
31 turkeys from Iowa recently released in the Angelina National Forest brought the total number to 80 birds. Outfitted with GPS transmitters, researchers plan to track the birds to determine their preferred habitat.
Essentially, we're just going to be looking at the movement behavior. We'll start doing vegetation sampling at each nest site, and then that'll go into this first year's worth of data, and then we'll come back and do it again next year.
Since 1979, more than 7,500 eastern turkeys have been released into 56 counties in East Texas on wildlife management areas, private lands, and national forests. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.